St. Peter's horn had an odd kind of sound. Instead of saying toot toot, as you might expect, it said balloon. And it made fire that lit up the sky, and something went whistling over our heads. Shucks, that wasn't St. Peter at all. It was High Loper, and he was standing on the back porch blasting away with his pump shotgun. Crunch had just fitted my throat around his jaw and was fixing to remove it when the artillery opened up and threw his head up into the air.
Scrunch, hurry! Kill dog fast!
Scrunch was going for the throat again for a quick kill when the second load of shot arrived. Loper had found his range, and he distributed a full load of number 7 birdshot about evenly through the crowd. You never heard such yipping and squalling. Them coyotes were jumping around like crickets in a shoebox, knocking each other down, trying to get out of the way. All but Scrunch. He backed away real slow.
Another time, Hunk. We meet again.
Yeah, and so's your old man. That's the best I could come up with on the spur of the moment and with a sore throat. I picked myself up and limped around. I had some nicks and cuts, but nothing was busted. I'd come through the fight in pretty good shape, all things considered. Loper came running up the hill, slipping shells into his shotgun. He hadn't taken time to put on his jeans, God bless him, which probably saved my life. All he had on was a pair of brown and white striped boxer shorts, his cowboy boots, and a t-shirt with 3 holes in it, and some windmill grease. Legs looked awful pale and skinny sticking out of them boxer shorts.
Dang coyotes!
He looked at me, and this next part is kind of shocking, so prepare yourself. He looked at me, and it still gets me a little choked up even today, and he smiled. That's right, he smiled at me, Hank the Cowdog. I mean, I was just, by George, overwhelmed by it. In my whole career, I couldn't remember Loper ever smiling at me. Hank, you've come back home. He laid down the shotgun, came over and throwed his arms around me and gave me a big hug. By golly, it's good to have you. I licked him on the face. He drew back and wrinkled his nose.
Dog, you stink. Where have you been?
Aged mutton is where I'd been. About then, Sally Mae came up the hill, tying the strings on her house coat and pushing the hair out of her eyes, which were red and puffy.
What is it? What's wrong?
Coyotes, hon. Whole pack of them. I bet they were trying to get into the chicken house, but old Hank suddenly appeared. Good dog, Hank. Good dog. And he and Drover... Where's Drover?
That was a good question. I'd kind of forgot about him in all the excitement. Then Sally Mae gave a cry.
Oh, no! I think he's not moving. He's just lying there.
I've already mentioned that in the security business, you can't afford to let your emotions get the best of you. I mean, it's a tough business, and you have to be prepared for the worst.